The main purpose of this project is to implement those recommendations from that process that started a long time ago. And it is a rather lengthy process, but the process is very comprehensive and makes sure that all the environmental issues and elements of the project are identified early and addressed during the project.
That's Dow HMK project manager Steve Noble giving an update on the downtown revitalization project. Representatives from the Alaska Department of Transportation and Dow HMK invited the public to an open house concerning the project. The project that's aimed to improve Wrangell's Front Street has been in the works for several years. Safety and the project's delay were the biggest concerns from the public. Local leaders and business owners had an opportunity to voice their opinions during a public testimony period.
We live in a town where you communicate with people by running into them at the grocery store or the post office or on the street. And right now, a lot of people do not feel safe coming downtown and trying to get around on the sidewalks and the street.
The word revitalization is the key here. I don't even know how many businesses we have closed down since this project has started. If we wait any longer, I'm afraid we may not need this project. We're hanging on by our fingertips.
Because we've heard these timelines before, only to be set back. And I feel I know certain reasons, and I don't know whether it's I consider it to say who I feel delayed these projects, but I'm going to flatly state that DOT has been a real pain, and that's all there is to it.
You have your regulations because of the people that lobby Congress, and they make these laws, and I'd just like to comment that they do not care about the human aspect of it. They don't care what kind of damage it does to communities, to families. They have one agenda: make things entirely difficult.
When communities invest in a downtown that makes people want to go to it, that makes people want to visit it, it has a tremendous impact on the economy, on what the community feels like. I mean, you can see this throughout the country.
It's been a long process for us too, and we're doing what we can to get this project out to construction. And, you know, we share the frustration, but we also understand the city's frustration.
After the meeting, DOT project manager Greg Lockwood says one of the reasons for the delay was the project's environmental assessment. The study determines the project's social, economic, natural, and human resources. Jane Gendron is the project's analyst for DOT and the regional environmental manager. She says because of the use of federal highway and EPA funds, DOT was required to go through an environmental process. She says changes were made over time that slowed the overall process.
The complexities of the historic resources was very complicated. And it just took a long time to get through the surveys and get to a decision that the State Historic Preservation Officer would agree to.
Lockwood says there should be no more obstacles after the environmental assessment is complete.
The environmental obstacle is really the biggest obstacle we have. So once we get over this hurdle, which we're nearing the finish line on it, it should be pretty much a smooth shot to construction.
The environmental assessment was supposed to be completed by spring 2009. DOT won't know how well they have done on the project until the end of the comment period, which is December 3rd. Revisions to the environmental documents will be made based on the comments from the public and submitted to the federal funding agencies. If no significant impacts are found, DOT can move forward with the project. Construction is tentatively scheduled to begin in the summer of 2011. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.